Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our very first Business Solutions training call of 2020. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. Excuse me. We have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. Thank you for taking time this Monday morning, January 6th, 2020, to join us here. We are joined by none other than Mr. Mark Riches from Cookeville, Tennessee, who is going to recognize and feature our top producers from December 2019. We've got Ms. Venus Powers on the line with us this morning. She's going to be sharing a testimonial with us as well. And our keynote speaker this morning is none other than $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson, who's going to be sharing a training with us here. We're so excited to hear from him. We are just coming back from Orlando, Florida, where we had a great time at Disney World. Legal Shield paid for hundreds of people to go and stay in Walt Disney World Resort. It was a beautiful stay and gave us park tickets. It was a lot of fun. I took two of my girls down there to Orlando and chased them around for a couple of days. And actually, I did half of it was chasing, and the other half was trying to carry them because they were so tired. Anyway, it was a great time. It was great to rub shoulders with many other leaders down there, not just within our organization, but within Legal Shield in general. And that's always one of the great highlights of those kinds of trips. Yeah, you get free travel and you get to have go and have a good time, but it's just the camaraderie and the nuggets that you can pick up sometimes in just little side conversations, and I always appreciate that about those Legal Shield sponsored vacations. Make sure that you and I are doing everything to get to Mexico this summer. Make sure that we're getting our numbers in to be on top of those charts so that we can go to Mexico. We have got some phenomenal announcements to make this morning relating to B2B incentives that were introduced in Orlando. The details Legal Shield will, I'm sure, be releasing. If they haven't already, they may already be on Ellis Engage, but if not, then they'll be there later today. But we're going to go over those this morning with you. So stay tuned. We've got that to cover. But before we dive too much into 2020, let's go and recognize our top producers for the last month of 2019. And for that, we're going to go to $700,000 ring earner and Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches in Cookeville, Tennessee. Mark, thanks for joining the call this morning. It was great hanging out with you in Orlando. We'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Well, hey, it was great spending time there in Orlando with almost 500 Legal Shield associates. Just another first-class event. It's hard. I mean, I feel bad, really, Mike, coming back and trying to describe all the details, although I think that's important. But it's really key to experience them. Experience the first-class feeling that you have while you're there. I mean, it was just, nothing was spared. It was an amazing resort at the Disney Yacht Club. It just felt good saying, you know, people say, where are you staying? I'm at the Yacht Club. You know, it's one of the most prestigious resorts in Disney. It's one of the most beautiful resorts I've ever stayed at, and it was just incredible. And Jennifer and I took a couple of our youngest two children there with us, and that they had a blast. They're teenagers, so I didn't have to keep up with them, thank goodness. But it was just an incredible trip. And again, these trips are available to every person on this call. If you've decided in your mind that you're not going to participate in the trips, that's your decision. But you could just as easily sit on a call today and decide, hey, I am not going to miss any trips in 2020. And you would be on every single trip with that decision. And, of course, you have to have the activity to back it up. If wishes were fishes, we'd all have a fry. It's not good enough just to wish for something or want something, but you have to put the activity behind it. But it's not that hard to qualify for the incredible incentive trips that Legal Shield offers. And I just challenge you to do that. To kick the call off, I want to introduce our top producers and top recruiters for December. We'll start with the recruiting, since everything starts with recruiting. Here's some of the top recruiters in the team. Number one, Jim Tanner. He's not number one, but he's in the top five there. Jim Tanner. Congratulations to him, leading by example. I know he's still in Disney this morning. They're staying till tomorrow. Laura Tuma from Colorado, ranking in the top five recruiters for the team. Congratulations to you, Laura. Mr. Evan Weston Scout, I think he's one of our top producers. Yes, one of the top producers as well, as he was able to recruit some people last month. Congratulations to you, Evan, from Colorado. And then we've got Annagel Harley from Tennessee with two recruits for the month, as well as Mr. Chris Corley, who really did a spectacular thing. I challenged Chris at the beginning of December to be a double-digit recruiter. And we sat down and we planned it out. I said, you know, this is what it takes. You basically don't end a week without your 2.5. Now, it's hard to recruit a half a person, but you got to have 2.5 a week, you know, and that'll put you at 10 for the month. And Chris worked right down, not even to the last hour. He worked hard till the day before, the last day, and got his 10th person on that day. But he recruited 10 associates in December. And December's a tougher recruiting month. So he says, hey, if I can do it in December, I can definitely do it every month. So he has set a goal for 2020 to be a double-digit recruiter every single month for the year of 2020. And I'm super excited about that. He's already got some associates this month. A special congratulations to Chris and Bethany Corley, top recruiters and double-digit recruiters. Mike, I'm not positive about this, but I believe that was our first double-digit recruiters for the entire year. And I just want to set that as the pace going into 2020. And the incentives and bonuses Legal Shield announced in Orlando that they've put on the table should incentivize every person on this call to set that as a goal and be a recruiter. You might not be a double-digit recruiter, but every month recruiting someone. Here's our top 10 producers based on premium. Judy Johnston from this doesn't have their state, from New Mexico. Congratulations to you, Judy. Evan Weston Scow, as I mentioned, congratulations to you, Evan. Great job last month on personal premium sales. I'm catching up here. Okay, Amber Wolf from Kentucky, congratulations to you. Richard Miller from Kansas City, congratulations to you. I believe that's right, Mike. Is that right, Richard Miller, Missouri or Kansas? Renee McKnight, Tulsa, Oklahoma, congratulations to you. Mr. Stan Polson, one of our big CDLP trainers and producers from Florida, congratulations to you, Stan. Also, Gary Fredericks. Congratulations to you being in the top three producers. Mr. Chris Evans and Miss Melanie Nabb, the number one producer with over 2,000 in premium. Actually, last month, 2,000 in premium last month. I think she wrote over 100 membership sales last month. Congratulations to all of them. I see David Gilliam on another report as well, so I'm not sure if the report I pulled off LS Engage is fully updated, but I want to congratulate all of our top producers for December of 2019. We have a new book of the month. The book of the month is one of my favorites, and we're going to go back, as Jim mentioned on the call Thursday, we're going to go back to some classics for at least the first few months here of the new year, and we're kicking it off with, in my opinion, one of the most important to-read books, whether you're recruiting or writing B2B business or selling memberships. It is like a core book to understand the principles taught in it, and it's How to Win Friends and Influence People by Mr. Dale Carnegie. And we invite you to put a picture of you, as Randall Mitchell did over the weekend, put a picture of you holding the book of the month and your commitment to read it. And I like Randall's commitment. He said, I commit to read all the books of the month for 2020. That's one of my commitments as well. I'm going to reread. I've read How to Win Friends and Influence People many times, but I'm going to reread that this month. I've got it sitting here on my desk, and I would just encourage you to get a picture of you on our Facebook page of you holding that book of the month and challenge you to read it. I want to jump back to last month's book. We had a book written by one of our platinum executive directors and $600,000 income earner, Mr. Larry Smith, good friend of mine. He wrote the book Dare to Get Rich. It just rolled out last month. It was the very first time it ever came out, and many of you received an autographed copy of the book. And just exciting to have him write that, and he just taught a lot of financial principles in there. And I noticed Miss Venus Powers, one of our team members from South Carolina, she posted on Facebook that she had just finished the book, which I really love that because that's leadership, right? It's not only talking about it but doing it. And Venus attended our December leadership training, our Success Academy in Cookeville, Tennessee, and we talked about the book there, and then she ordered the book and read the book. And Venus, I'd like to just have you share a few thoughts on the call this morning, maybe some nuggets that you picked up from reading Mr. Larry Smith's book, Dare to Get Rich.
Well, I thought that he did a great job writing the book. It was very easy to read, which is one thing, and he didn't ramble a lot, but he wasn't afraid to humble himself by saying, I failed, I failed, I failed, I failed. But he never gave up. Every time he failed, he started over again. And he didn't mind starting from the beginning again. I mean, doing paper routes and bagging groceries, even in his 30s and 40s, you know, after having executive level jobs, he didn't mind going back to the basics and saying, look, I just need a paycheck. I need to pay my bills. I have children to raise. He moved all over the country to better himself. He, you know, just was very inspirational that no matter how old you are, it's never too late to start. And he, you know, gave all of these examples, and he kept saying, I was not financially educated. I'm not financially educated. Now he's financially educated. And he really laid out how to plan yourself financially. And you know, a lot of different programs will tell you, you have to put back this amount, you have to put back this amount. But he really just put it in black and white in two pages and made it very simple. And, you know, he talked about his struggles, but he also talked about how he came to the realization that he had to do what was best for him. He didn't mind sleeping in a hotel room floor in a sleeping bag to get, you know, where he wanted to be in life. And that's the story that I've heard from so many people at Legal Shield. And you'll hear stories about our group of ladies, Laura and Karen and Lenore and Kathy and Lisa. And we all share rooms. We share bed and breakfast. You know, we're not afraid to say, you know, we can only pay $60 a night, you know, to go somewhere. But we are going to be there. And he knew he had to be there. And he had to be at that conference. And, you know, Chris Corley was an inspiration at the leadership conference. He's like, hey, Mark said I have to go to this conference. And my husband hears me say, Mark said 100 times a day. And so when he went into his book and said, the number one producer at Legal Shield said, you have to be at this conference in order to start your business successfully. And he did it. Every person who did it, who said, I have to go because this successful person told me to, not because, hey, I'm going to go get rich. They did it, and they're successful now. And when I did my business planning call with Mark after, I think, my fifth day, Mark said, hey, I hope to see you at in Dallas. And I was like, yeah, I already bought my ticket yesterday. And he's like, you did? And I said, yeah. And so then my upline even said, you already bought your ticket, and you've only been here 5 days. I was like, well, Mark said I need to be at this conference. So I went, and so, you know, I hope I don't miss any more conferences. I missed Utah, but I won't miss another one. So I think it's important that you follow the path that Legal Shield has put before us and do what the successful people in this company have done to get there, because they're successful for a reason. They're not successful because they're lucky or they're good-looking or they already had money or they had a bunch of friends. They're successful because they listened. And don't be afraid to listen, no matter how old you are. That's what I got from it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Venus. Great, great advice to all of us as we kick off a new year and a new month. And congratulations to you for making the commitment to attend those events, as well as making the commitment to read the book of the month. What a great personal development strategy. And hope all of you join her in reading this month's Book of the Month, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And if you put a picture on the website today, that you've got the book in your hand and you're going to read it. You can also put your Amazon receipt if you've ordered it. I've got a special gift I'm going to send you, just to those that posted on our Facebook page today. So encourage you to do that and encourage you to, again, lead by example. And what a great crusade, especially the books we have lined up for the next 5 or 6 months. They're just all-time classic self-help, personal development, sales training books. And I can't think of a better book, Mike, to start with than How to Win Friends and Influence People. Okay, let's talk about our January incentives. Mike, you're going to talk about the B2B incentives. Let me just hit the highlights real quick, and we'll dive into the details of the incentives on Thursday's leadership training call, which I might mention is moved to 7 p.m. But we have our Fast Start bonus still in place, $300 for an associate that Fast Start qualifies, and $300 matching bonus to the sponsor. That is awesome. ATM, Advanced to Manager, $500 available to the person that gets to manager within their first 45 days, and a $500 matching bonus to the sponsor. That's unbelievable. They reissued the Business Builder incentives for senior directors and executive directors. All that information is posted on our Facebook page, and the PDFs are available also in the Team Building Docs on Demand section in the back office, so check that out. That's incredible. The one I want to really focus on is the PC Push, because first time ever, this affects us over the next 7 days, so it's till January 12th. Now, they usually go to the 15th, but this time they're cutting it off on the 12th. But if you do this by the 12th of January, you got to get $90 in premium. $60 in premium and one associate, you get a $100 bonus. Or you can double that by getting $60 in premium and two associates. What a great goal right there. $60 in premium by the 12th. And two associates, and you get a $200 bonus. So they've done a PC push the last few months. They're getting great results. It just helps people push before the middle of the month to get PC qualified. Here they're cutting it off on the 12th, but you can get a $200 bonus by just getting 60 and two by the 12th. This is just additional money on top of all the other bonuses and incentives you might qualify for. Another one is if you do 120 in premium, so just go a little further, 120 in premium by the 12th and one associate, $150 bonus. But if you double that and do the 120 in premium and two associates, just one extra associate by the 12th, they give you a $300 PC Push bonus. So PC Push is just helping give us more incentive and more reasons to get PC qualified. And it's really not fully qualified, right? 120 is not PC Pro. It is PC qualified, but it's not PC Pro. But you're on your way. If you can get to 120 by the 12th, you can definitely – well, actually that is, because with the two associates, you would be PC qualified. So one of the things we're going to do, and you could write this down, we're going to talk a lot about it Thursday night. This is going to be our core challenge. We're looking for an army of people. My goal is to get 1,000 people committed to this right here. And it's just three things. MAD, MAD qualified by the 7th. I'm going to give you the three, and then I'll come back and talk about them just briefly. MAD qualified by the 7th, PC qualified by the 15th, and PC Pro by the 25th. There was an associate speaking in Orlando, and he said and their bonus is going to be $75,000 on the Business Builder bonus. And this is what they teach. This is what they drive in their organization. MAD qualified by the 7th, PC by the 15th, PC Pro by the 25th. Now, obviously, we have a ton of people that do far more than that. I'm talking a minimum structure for everyone. What is MAD qualified? Well, that's something. You've recruited someone or sold a plan by the 7th. So that's tomorrow. So I challenge all of us to be MAD qualified by the 7th. Can you imagine working in this business a whole week and not doing anything, not having any results? That would be you're not working in the business. You're thinking about the business, but you're not working in the business. So MAD qualified by the 7th. Every one of us should do that. PC by the 15th. Well, maybe bump that to the 12th this month so you can get the double bonus. And then PC Pro by the 25th. Wouldn't it be great, Mike, to have an army of people, 1,000 people PC Pro qualified every single month? I believe we can do that. I believe we've got the systems in place and everything in place to help and develop a team doing that. It's just really about commitment and making that decision. You're going to hear us talking a lot about that core challenge. We're going to be recognizing those that are qualified in those different categories every single month. There's details on that on the PC Push bonus program available on our Facebook page. And one last thing I want to talk about is tomorrow night we have our first business launch call. It's at 7 p.m. Central Time, same number you dialed in today. This is a call for any Legal Shield associate. So one thing is we want them to be a Legal Shield associate, so it's for any Legal Shield associate that is not yet Fast Start qualified. Even though they may have gone past their Fast Start time, that's okay. If they're not Fast Start qualified yet, this would be a great call for them. It's about a 30-minute call. Our first one will be tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. So if you kind of see the pattern, we have our 9 a.m. Monday call, then we have a 7 p.m. Tuesday call called our business launch call, and it's a call with Mike Riches and Mark and myself and Jim Tanner, Chris Evans. We've got several people that are going to speak on the call, welcoming them to the team and encouraging them to get Fast Start qualified and laying out a proven plan of exactly what they need to do to get Fast Start qualified and earn those bonuses. So that's going to be tomorrow at 7, and then our Thursday leadership training call is also at 7 p.m. We've moved that from 6 to 7. And we're not going to do our Friday B2B roundtable call any further. We've got the webinar series going now, and we're going to really put our focus and energy on every associate attending those monthly webinars. Mike, I know you're going to talk more about that. So I'll join you and encourage your team to participate in that first of the year, your first call of the year, first ever. It's a brand new call starting tomorrow at 7 p.m. called the Business Launch Call for any Legal Shield associate not Fast Start qualified. And our job on that 30-minute call is to help them get motivated and have a system in place to go out and make sure they get qualified that week. Mike, with that, I'll turn the call back to you. And again, Happy New Year to everyone. Looking forward to an incredible month of January.
Well, fantastic. And congratulations. Let me just add my congratulations to all of our top producers and recruiters for the month of December. It was a fantastic month of production, as December always is. We're seeing a lot of that 1-1 business count towards December, which is great. And we're already off to a phenomenal start for January, considering that we're only really a couple of days in. We had a holiday last week and then a weekend, and it's only the 6th. So I know that that's exciting. We've got folks that have a lot of enrollment scheduled for the month of January. You know, it's a good time. The market is ready for our products. That continues to get better. You know, I feel like I've been saying for 17 years that the market's better than ever before. The market is better than ever before. And it's true. I mean, it just keeps getting better. People are so receptive to what we do. They need identity theft protection. The vast majority of Americans are not already paying for identity theft protection. Those who are, a lot of them are paying for inferior coverage, and a lot of them are paying more than they would pay for ID Shield. And then with the legal plan, there's no question that people need access to some of the best attorneys. They really need access to justice and access to the empowerment of having an attorney. I read a post last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, but it was great. The post was about, I love using Legal Shield even when I don't use Legal Shield. And the whole point was the person who had made the post was having a dispute with a company. I don't even remember what the company was, but he was having a dispute with a company, and they weren't budging. And so he very calmly said, no problem. Who do I need to have my law firm contact? Is it you, or is there someone else that they would need to contact? And whoever he was speaking to said, well, sir, just hold on 1 minute, came back, and a couple minutes later came back and said, sir, we've resolved the issue, and there's no need to have your law firm get involved. And I mean, I'll tell you, many of you have had that experience. Many of you know what it feels like to have an attorney step in on your behalf. And again, I like that word. It's empowering. I mean, it really is to have that. Most people do not know how that feels. Most people, if they had to hire an attorney today, the only move that they've got, the only play that they could make is Google attorney in their zip code. And that is their play. Can you imagine, you know, we're in football playoff season now. Can you imagine a NFL playoff team that only has one play? They would not last very long. And that's where most people are at. Having Legal Shield simply opens up the playbook because attorneys know what options there are. You know, I love Brian Fahili's story where he talks about right after he signed up for his Legal Shield membership, 4 days into being a Legal Shield member, he got served with foreclosure papers on his home. And I know most of you have heard Brian Fahili's story. If you haven't heard it, you really need to. It's a phenomenal story. He shared it on a call not that long ago, just a few weeks ago. But he had an attorney, or he had Legal Shield. He got an attorney involved. Most people don't know that in a foreclosure, you have over 20 different options, legal avenues that you can take. Most people know about two, get foreclosed on or pay up. And they don't realize that there are so many more avenues, so many more legal opportunities, legal avenues that they could take. People just don't know what they don't know. And you and I are changing that. You and I are going out. We're educating people. We are letting them know that these solutions are available. And I say all that to say this. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Central Time, so evening, I guess, for some of you out on the East Coast, afternoon for probably the rest of us, but 4 p.m. Central Time, we have got a phenomenal opportunity. Mark mentioned these training webinars. We want to make sure that every one of our associates is on these training webinars here in 2020. We're going to do it at least once a month. These are company-wide, which means that we get to pull from not just the best trainers and the best speakers in the Success Team organization, but from the entire company. Now, we've heard from several already from our organization and several from all around the company as well, and it's exciting. We'll continue to hear from the best of the best, and tomorrow is no exception to that. We've got none other than Legal Shield's newest $300,000 ring earner and senior network vice president of small business, Melissa Wilder. She's going to be speaking to us tomorrow on effective enrollments. So when we talk about going out and educating people, when we talk about showing people what kind of options they have, what Legal Shield and ID Shield can do for them. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that this membership is so good that it sells itself. I hear new people say that sometimes when I'm talking to a brand new associate or someone that's just looking at becoming an associate. They'll mention, you know, this just sounds so good. I'm sure it sells itself. And the reality is, if it sold itself, Legal Shield wouldn't need you and me. They wouldn't need a sales force. They could just hire a helicopter and take 10,000 brochures and just go take them up in the sky and dump them over the city, and people would walk outside, find a brochure on their lawn, and call and sign up. I mean, if it sold itself, they would not need a sales force. The reality is it does not sell itself. The reality is if you and I go into a company and do a subpar presentation, we might sign some people up, we might enroll some people, but we're not going to enroll the masses. Enrolling the masses is an art, and it deserves people that are willing to put in the effort. It deserves associates who are willing to put in the effort to learn and master that art. And that is exactly what Melissa Wilder will be talking about tomorrow. I am 110% convinced that every associate can benefit from this training tomorrow at 4 p.m. Central Time. Every associate, whether you're brand new and just getting started, you want to learn about effective enrollments and going in and effectively enrolling employees, or whether you've been around for a long time. Some of you on this call right now count the memberships that you've sold in the thousands, or some of you in the tens of thousands. And I am 110% convinced that you and I can benefit from that training tomorrow with Melissa Wilder. How do you get on that? How do you join that training? It's very simple. You got to register for it, then you'll get a join link. Now, you might already be registered. You might be getting those reminders. But if you haven't, it's real simple. Go to www.solutionswebinar.com, solutionswebinar.com, and you can join that webinar. Or you can register for it, and then you'll get reminders and a unique link that you can use to join. So solutionswebinar.com. That's also on our events page on our team site, successteamworld.com as well. So make sure that we are plugging into that webinar tomorrow. Whatever you've got on your calendar, unless it's an enrollment, in which case you can listen to the playback, but unless it's an enrollment, I would clear it. I would get it off your calendar, move whatever you've got so that you can be on that webinar tomorrow afternoon. Mark, I want to get to our featured trainer this morning, and we're so excited to hear from Mr. Adam Thompson. Let me just mention that in Orlando, it was rolled out a new incentive program for 2020. There is a new production incentive program, and as Legal Shield has been talking about for weeks, they've kind of reorganized the categories here, and they've got three new categories of producers. And right now, I look on LS Engage, they don't have it up what category you're in, but if you were paying attention at the end of last year, and you kind of know where you rank, you're either in the top 100, you're in 101 to 250, or you're in 250 and up, and your bonuses for these solutions, production bonuses, just increase depending on your category. But they're very exciting. You start earning bonuses at just $1,000 premium dollars sold. There are different levels. The bonuses are all cumulative. They'll have this information out on LS Engage. Let me just tell you, if you're in the bottom category, meaning that you were last year, and some of you are brand new, so you know you would be in this category, you still have the potential to earn over $60,000 in bonuses. In bonuses, that's not just commissions. That's in bonuses this year, 2020. If you're in that second category, the 101 to 250, then all those bonuses are just increased. And all of a sudden, you can max out this year at over $80,000 in bonuses. And if you're in that third category, what they're calling the Emerald category, those are the top 100 producers, then your bonuses can max out at just over $100,000 in bonuses. I've seen Legal Shield put some big money on the table before. I don't know that they've never rolled out a production bonus schedule that paid this much money. Again, some of our associates with the opportunity to earn over $100,000 in bonuses, everyone, whether you're brand new, whether you're a top 250, whatever, everyone with the opportunity to earn over $60,000 in bonuses this year. Now, I know for some of you, you might hear that. You're like, did he just say $60,000 in bonuses? Careful. I don't want you to get lightheaded here. You might get a little bit of a nosebleed when I tell you that. But yes, that is the case. We've got that kind of money on the table in 2020. So if there's ever been a time to really sit back and focus on your goals and then go take those goals and put them into action, it is right now. Legal Shield also announced in Orlando a brand new groups open incentive. Just for the month of January, every new group that you open, you get put into a drawing every time you open a group. So if you open 10 new groups in January, you get in that drawing 10 times. And the winners, they're going to pull three winners at the end of the month, depending on how many groups we do as a company. And it's up to $10,000 that you can win if you get if your name gets pulled. So that one's a little bit more random, which is fine. And for the people that win, that's going to be great. I prefer these kinds of bonuses that you have full control over. And you just go out and produce, you get paid. You produce, you get paid. And those are the $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 on the table this year for our solutions producers. I'm so excited about that. And folks, again, we have got this morning none other than one of the greatest trainers and greatest individuals that we have ever known. Our team is so blessed by the leadership of Adam and Alicia Thompson, who do the right thing because it's the right thing. And I'll tell you, that kind of integrity is something that we can all benefit from. We are so proud of their efforts, thousands of memberships that they have sold, thousands of families that they have protected, that they have empowered, as we were just talking about. Adam is one of these individuals that when he gets in front of a group of employees, they sign up for these memberships not because he has a real slick presentation, although his presentation is top-notch, but they feel his care and his compassion and his belief in what we do. And we are so grateful for him taking time out of his schedule to prepare to share a training with us this morning. We have not heard from Adam since last year, so it's high time that we get to hear from him. Adam, thank you so much for joining the call this morning. $200,000 ring earner. We're so excited to hear from you, and I'll turn the call over to you, my friend.
Mike, thank you so much, and Mark as well. Is the volume loud and clear, guys?
Yep, we got you loud and clear.
Very good. I'm going to jump right to the very first thing I want to say is simply that this training that I put together is for me, and I hope it helps you too. I'm calling it Unpacking and Tracking and then Smelling the Cheese Often. I want to share what worked, what got me to the first over $500,000 with LegalShield, and I want to ask myself, is it what I want, and am I where I want to be? The very first thing I want to do is go through a very important piece of literature to me, and I'll break it down as I go. It's a poem called Desiderata. I'll read a line, and then I'll interpret what it means to me. Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. To me, that says to be calm, to stay quiet when you're supposed to be strong and to be kind. Speak your truth quietly and clearly and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant. They, too, have their story. To me, that says have a quiet confidence, but not an arrogance. It continues, avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be someone greater and lesser than yourself. Simply put, comparing our business, our lives, our marriages, our weight, our looks, our anything, any comparisons only will lead to a bad place. That's my take on that. Next, it says, enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. I'm here to share with, you know, tens of people or hundreds or thousands or whoever's on this call and these playbacks over the years. Sometimes, for me, my hopes and plans and dreams are what keep me going. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. It's there, folks, is what I'm taking that. It is there. The good is there. The bad is there. Be humble, you know, be smart about it. Think long and then act quickly. You know, the universe loves speed. But there is, for, and again, it's going back to what I personally see, there is hope. I'm sitting here today in Kentucky looking out on a blue sky with horses and barns and green grass and 17 acres of you know, it's not pure happiness. There's a lot of work here, but I'm looking at clothes hanging on a line. And the point is, before I found LegalShield, didn't even have a dream of something like this, you know. There is hope, all right? So the poem continues, and I'll finish. And again, this was written in 1923, so you're going to hear some words that we don't say a lot on Instagram, you know what I mean? So it says, be yourself. especially do not feign affection, neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it's as perennial as the grass. And from that, I just take, if this is what is meant to be for you, because there's people on this call for the very first time, there's people on this call for their, they've been in this business 15, 20 years, and we're all thrown doubts, we're all thrown ups and downs, but if this is what is supposed to be in your life, it will happen. Just have the faith. I'll finish the poem here. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of you. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. Do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees, the stars. You do have a right to be here. And the last paragraph, and whether it's clear to you or not, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham and drudgery and broken dreams, it's still a beautiful world. Be cheerful and strive to be happy. And the reason that this poem is in my hand on my desk, and it's, you know, we commissioned an artist to actually put it in beautiful calligraphy. It's like a centerpiece in our home. The reason we love this, the reason I love it so much, is it, in a nutshell, it says, choose happiness. In the beginning of my legal school career, it was more like choose fear. Like, I didn't know what to do. I had all the tools and stuff. I couldn't soak it in fast enough, so I wasn't successful early on. And I found a way to figure some things out. But ultimately, now I choose happiness. Some people say half full, half empty. I say fill the glass overflowing, you know, in your attitude. Jim Rohn and Earl Nightingale, those guys talk about how attitude determines altitude. And that segues to what I want to really focus on in this training, which is serving. One of my best friends, a guy who was mentioned on this call, has a tattoo that says, service to many leads to greatness. And I've known of Jim Rohn for a very long time. And Jim Tanner, the person who has that tattoo, I sent a text to him the other day and said, hey, I've listened to Jim Rohn for over 5 years, and I've never heard him say that until now. I sent him the link, blah, blah, blah. But it just really, I got that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling when I realized that on Jim's arm in this calligraphy, beautiful, that's why I think he always wears long sleeve shirts. We don't get to see that side of him. But he's got this tattooed on his arm. It says, service to many leads to greatness. And I was thinking about this training, and I realized that we, you know, service to many, right? It starts with service to one. In our business, we're going to have these one-on-ones, they call them in corporate. We're going to have a one-on-one where it's you and somebody else. We're going to have a one in a room where it's you in front of a room, for example, at an enrollment for the, you know, kind of what we do in the group business side of things. We're going to have you in front of a room of maybe thousands when you figure out your lane in Legal Shield and you receive your awards and you start to see yourself speaking to those thousands on stages. You're even going to possibly be the person that writes a book like Larry Smith. I mean, we could train for weeks and weeks just on books on these calls, but he's going to serve many and many and many thousands by these books, these calls that we're blessed to train on. There are people, including me, listening to these calls from 5, 10, 12 years ago, however long they've been archived. So it's serving many, and I feel like, you know, reversing that to get back to serving even one, we have to be selfless. We have to put others first. And to be selfless, we have to be selfish. And that's a little play on words there. But what I mean is, in the same way that the oxygen mask falls at 30,000 feet and the young new mother is told to put the mask on herself before the baby so that she can help the baby, and then she's taking care of her because he can't take care of himself. So we have to be selfish to be selfless to serve. In order to be selfish, to care about ourselves, to make sure we're squared away, as we used to say in the Army, we have to do a few simple things. And again, this is what I'm unpacking, what has worked for me and what works today. We have to drink enough water, pure and simple. It's nearly the foundation of everything we've got going on this whole planet. Just pure and simple, drink enough water. And don't get me started on this 8 glasses stuff. Get you a milk jug, fill it up, drink it by the end of the night. Done. Your gallon a day should work as a good start. You have to get enough sleep. You can follow all these people on Instagram. You can look at all these YouTube influencers and blah, 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 and they're saying burn the midnight oil and I'm going till 2 in the morning and I'm up at 3 in the morning. That's fine. Each person's different. But your body will absolutely remind you that it's the boss of you. If you don't get enough sleep, it's called a microsleep. If you Google that, a microsleep is when your body physically goes to a shutdown mode and you're still awake. Like you didn't, quote unquote, get sleepy. Like your body's like, oh, okay, you're going to be that guy. You're not going to, trust me, this happened to me when I was 17 years old, unfortunately, behind the wheel of a car on the interstate. So yeah, get enough sleep, right? So drink water, get sleep. And Les Brown, one of the great speakers of all time, he didn't call it eating. He says, what you take in your body, right? And we make mistakes in our 20s, realize them in our 30s, and try to fix them in our 40s. Maybe with me turning 45 this year, what I take into my body is more important now than ever, right? Get those checkups. Find out where you are. Find out about hereditary. Find out about, you know, your family. Figure out what changes, if any, you need to make. And sure, you can think of it as food, but there are people taking, you know, vitamins and people doing this and people doing that and essential oil and everything else. So what you take into your body is so crucial so that, again, you can care about yourself in order to care about others and to serve many. A book recommendation, you're always going to get those on these calls from me. My wife and I are working something this year called The Maker's Diet. It's something that she has done herself. We're dabbling into, kind of jumping right into it. The Maker's Diet is one eating plan. You know, I'm not a big fan of the word diet. I don't believe in subscribing to that quadrillion-dollar industry or whatever, but what you're deciding, your eating plan, is very important. Lastly, as far as taking care of yourself, movement is vital. Jim Rohn over and over and over talks about, you know, basically doing things today so that you don't have to do them later, right? We can't eat 7 apples on a Sunday, and we can't walk 7 times around the block Sunday. We need to walk a little bit every day. We need to do something every day, and it doesn't have to be this big deal. When I was in the Army, we didn't have the luxury of all this weightlifting equipment and this, that, and the other. You know, sometimes it was us out in the woods, out in the field. And so you can do simple, simple things to make sure that your body realizes that you're in charge of it, you know, and you're going to tell it that, hey, we're getting some exercise today. We're going to move around a little bit today. We're going to do some jumping jacks. We're going to do some push-ups. We're going to do whatever. And you don't need to spend any money at all. You can sit there right where you are right now. There's people on this call that are worried about bills this month. There are people on this call that literally don't have gas in the tank, possibly, right? And I say that because I was that person 6 years ago. And the last thing you want to hear is, oh, great, now I got to go buy another book. Now I got to go do this, got to go. No, you don't have to. You can start right where you are. You can start exactly where you are. One of the greatest books ever written, Think and Grow Rich, says, start where you stand and work whatever tools you have at your command. Better tools will be found as you go along, right? In the beginning, of my legal school career, I think it was around that same time, I drove a car that I certainly had no business owning. It was an old, beat-up BMW, and I had so little money that when I broke the driver's seat from pushing the seat back too far because I couldn't afford a hotel room, when I broke that seat, I couldn't afford to fix it, so I took a fancy measuring tape and a fancy, like a hacksaw, and cut a stick of wood to hold the back seat up, right? And then fast forward to years later, when the cars are much better and the bank accounts are fuller and things of that sort, it reminded me to work whatever tools you have at your command. So if the subject is how do you take care of your body in 2020, because hopefully there's still some of us that have some of those resolutions that we're still working, right? If some of you have the resolution to improve your body, therefore improving your ability to care for yourself, to be selfless and to serve many, You can do that for free, guys. All right, so take a walk around. Do some jumping jacks, do some push-ups, whatever you got to do. You don't have to spend money to be a better version of yourself this year. Next. All right, so on the other side of that coin, the question for me is, where am I, right? I know where I am, and the question is it where I want to be? Am I where I want to be? Is this what I want in my life? And I'll kind of use some things from my pastor at our local church. He says, hard times, I say he, this is from the Bible, but he says, hard times are a common lot to all believers. So if I'm speaking to you, if you don't, if like me, your legal show business isn't where you want it to be, all right, because I've got dreams, I've got plans, I'm not tracking, I've unpacked it, but I'm certainly not ready to track it yet. I need to work more on myself to be that version of that legal show guy that I know I can be, right? So all that to say, hard times are a common lot to all believers. We've all been young and dumb. The beauty of it is, the challenge is taking the responsibility. If I'm in a fire, my belief at least is that God is using that to purify me. I need to own it. How we respond to the times that we don't want, like, I'm not where I want to be right now, my legal show business. How we respond, that's where the mighty work begins. Hard times are appointed to us, specifically for me, right? They're part of my journey. So that when you are serving many, when you see yourself up on that stage, when you see yourself writing that blog or that book or speaking, you know, on your YouTube channel or whatever format you take, when you do that, no one wants to, I think Mike mentioned it earlier in this call, he said someone was just, you know, given success from the beginning and they, or maybe Venus was talking about how Larry Smith said that he didn't come for money. I think that was it. And great job on that book. That made me want to buy that. Thank you. You know, we validate our ability to lead others. I'm the worst at this because I'll tell you way too much. My wife says, okay, you've shared too much, you know, that kind of deal. But if we weren't in the trenches, no one's going to work alongside us. If we didn't fight our way from the bottom to the top, there's not as much validity there. And this is, again, this is purely my opinion, right? But the fact that we have hard times and we choose to do the right thing from those hard times, we're born of adversity. I think my mom taught me, we didn't do comics growing up, but I know what a phoenix is. I know what it means to rise from the ashes. And these ashes, these fires are necessary. That's how we grow. It's how we shine, right? All right, so moving along. A couple things before I finish up here. I do want to go over a handful, just really fast, just a handful of books that have made it to our list this year that we want to read. Who Moved My Cheese? I have done a whole training on that. I reread it again already, this week, this month. Who Moved My Cheese? A book called The Latte Factor. A book called The 5-Second Rule. The Power of Consistency. Fast Food Genocide, High Performance Habits, Persuasion, Smart Money, Smart Kids. This is, I usually get in trouble for saying this word, but I saw it on a movie and I haven't read it yet, but it's called Crappy to Happy. It's from the movie Eat, Pray, Love, or the book Eat, Pray, Love. Anyway, Glory Days, which is a Max Lucado book. I'm super excited to read that. I'm going to reread Purpose-Driven Life, among others, this year. A couple of bullet points that I want to finish with. When I pulled from Who Moved My Cheese, he says, the cheese itself, and if you haven't read that book, my goodness, get it today. You can probably get it for free on YouTube. And when they're referencing the cheese, it's whatever makes a person happy. Not necessarily money, not necessarily 10,000 sales in your legal show career or anything like that. The cheese is whatever makes you happy. So this has stood out to me in a way that I've never heard it before. I'm hearing it with a different set of ears and seeing with a different set of eyes. The cheese itself has a shelf life, i.e. your happiness, whatever it is that made you happy. So your cheese has a shelf life. It does run out. Next, what do I need to let go of? And what do I need to move on to? And this next one is pretty much the reason I'm being so vulnerable and jumping all over the place on this call in a way that I hopefully haven't before. It's simply, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? The author of this book, Who Moved My Cheese, Dr. Spencer Johnson, he's a medical doctor who turned off his practice in the 70s to start writing. There was a point in time recently to where the number one book on a little thing called Amazon.com, right, the number one book on Amazon is Who Moved My Cheese. And Dr. Johnson said every time he'd be at a book signing, people would be lined up. He started to see, you know, over hundreds and thousands of times, people would have the book, Who Moved My Cheese, opened to a certain page. And it was the page where the phrase was written, what would I do if I wasn't afraid? And really, really, really unpack that when you finish, you know, when you find time today or as soon as you can. And it's obviously it's a different answer for everybody. And that will lead right into the last thing I want to talk about. And, you know, Alicia and I, my wonderful wife, we talk about vision boards all the time, and we always want to mention the Bible and the person who got us here, which is God. And the Bible is full of, you know, write your vision, make it plain. Seeing the things that don't exist as if they do. And this last thing is paint a picture from Who Moved My Cheese. Paint a picture in my mind where I see myself enjoying new cheese. Simply put, you know, figure out what you want. We did a whole training on that in Cookville. You know, what do you want? There's a lot of stuff about goals and whatnot, but figure out what you want. Do you want a bigger Legal Shield business? Do you want a more stable residual? Do you want X, Y, Z? And clearly, I mean, our training system at Success Team gives you all the how-tos, right? My job is to inspire you. But the how-tos are there regardless of what you want to do. If you want to crush it like Chris and Bethany Corley did with their double-digit recruiting, if you want to do what all the huge top producers did, Melanie Davis, all those folks, whatever you want to do, see that, figure that out. And then really, 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 the who, what, where, why, when, and how, all those good things, imagine it. One of the things I learned this year most recently, it's called Theta Programming, T-H-E-T-A. It's old school. It's like old school gamma, beta, theta, all that kind of stuff. But what it teaches us is no matter how sharp we are in the daytime while we're awake, if you broke yourself into 20 parts, 20 little buckets of you, 20 little buckets of Mark and Mike and all the folks on this call. If you broke yourself into 20 parts, only one of those parts can be affected by what you're doing while you're awake. And I challenge you to look into this. This is not I'm not about to sell you something. This is out there. This is free information that I feel like I still have enough conspiracy theorist guy in me that I feel like the man is always trying to keep us down, right? So anything we can do to fight back, it's our duty to be the best versions of us. And check this out. Check out Theta Programming, which simply says 5% or 1 out of 20, right? 5% of what we do while we're awake. Strike that. What we do while we're awake only has an impact on 5% of who we are and what we do and our results. We can't do it by ourselves. And the beauty of it is once you have imagined that new cheese and described and decided what you want, this sounds old school, it sounds crazy, but trust me, look it up, and God forbid, if it's on the internet, it must be true, right? Figure out a way, probably the recorder on your phone or whatever else, figure out a way to record the words of what it is you want, right? Your dreams, your affirmations. Mark Richards has always taught us about affirmations. Figure out a way to record those in an audio segment and play it while you're asleep, all right? So how's that for a bomb dropped on you on the first call of 2020? Adam Thompson's lost it, everybody. He's crazy. You may not want to listen to any of this call, right? Don't listen to it on playback. But the point is, I've used this. It works. It's real. It's literally proven over and over and over. Theta Programming, and you pull that back into, you know, old school Bible stuff, imagining what you want. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to goals. It all comes back to targets. It all comes back to visions. And it all comes back to your attitude. It all comes back to you become what you think about. And if hearing yourself, you know, describe your perfect life while you're asleep at night helps you understand it more clearly, when you wake up, you'll be ready to go. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for the chance to speak with you, to act a fool, and maybe say something that one person somewhere hears for the first time, and maybe the other person has heard it for the thousandth time, and it finally resonates. I've learned through hearing these calls that I can hear the same stuff over and over and over, and it'll mean something different each time. Mr. Riches, I appreciate you, and thank you so much.
Mr. Thompson, thank you so much. That was absolutely fantastic. Again, one of the things that I love about Adam is he's so authentic and so genuine and real, talking about things that matter, things that are important, things that are not just important but crucial, vital to our success, and not just this business but in life. And thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing your perspective and really your experience. I mean, one thing I know about Adam Thompson and also Alicia, his wife, is that they don't just talk about theory. If they're recommending a book, it's because they've pored over that book. They've made that book, not just read it, but they've made it part of their lives. And so, again, Adam, thank you very, 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 very much for sharing this morning. A big thank you to Venus Powers for joining us on the call this morning, and also Mr. Mark Riches for sharing with us earlier in the call. Folks, 2020 is already off to a fantastic start. How will you start your 2020? It's up to you. You have it fully within your control. Imagine what can happen if things like fear and doubt and disbelief were to move aside and you were to be able to walk forward and claim what is rightfully yours. There's never been a better time to do that than right now. Let's make it happen. One thing that I'm pretty sure about this year is that we're going to start in January and we're going to end the year in December. And I'm pretty sure that that's going to go just like 2019, where there's going to be 12 months, about 365 days, although I think 2020 is a leap year, so maybe we'll have 366 days this year. Hey, one extra day to achieve our goals. But I'm pretty sure that it's going to progress just the same as other years have. I'm pretty sure that we're going to sit here in early January and say, hey, we're off to a new year. Before long, we're going to be saying things like, can you believe it's already June? Can you believe it's already the fall? Can you believe it's already December and we're closing out 2020? That's going to happen, whether we like it or not. That future is coming. It's going to be just like 2019 and 18 and 17 and all the years before that. What will change in 2020 is 100% dependent on you and me. And if you want 2020 to kind of go in the books just like every other year, then treat it just like you have every other year. But if you want it to be special, if you really want it to matter, if you want to make things happen in 2020, if you want this year to change, then may I suggest that you and I be willing to change, that we be willing to take what Adam's talking about and not just nod our heads and say, man, that sounds really good. I think he's right. I agree with him on that. But let's put it into action. Can we humbly approach this and say, what can I do better? What can I improve myself? What do I have control over that I can make a difference, that I can do better today? And do it. Follow through on these commitments. Right now is a great time to be making declarations, making resolutions, but let's follow through on this. Let's make 2020 your year. With that, again, thank you to everyone who has shared this morning, especially Adam Thompson for that spectacular training. And thank you to each of you for joining us. God bless each one of you, and we'll talk to you very soon. Happy New Year.